Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bachem Daf Mem. We are starting right at the top of the Amud, and today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're quoting a very long brisa, which took up the entire previous Amud and actually started the Amud prior to that on Lamentas Amud Aleph, and was regarding the Avodas Hadam and Chatois Pnimios, the blood applications of the inner Chatois, the five Karbanos Chatois. So their Avodas Hadam is done inside the Heichal, and how each of the Matnis Dam are essential. Not one of them is allowed to be missing. Now the brisa was based off the following pasuk of Asal Apar Kasher Asal Apar. And we had said in the Braisa, there's many repetitions over here, and this pasuk is found in the discussion of Par Helm Darushal Tzibur, which is the Chatos brought by Bezdin, when the majority of Yidden are over based off of Mesekim Sak, and included in the various Limudim of the Braisa were the Par Kain Mashiach, which is a special Chatos brought by Kain Gadol, and the Par Yom Kippur, which is brought on Yom Kippur, and the Sar of Vaidazara, the Sar brought when the nation does the abomination of Vaidazara. And so we can say in the Braisa piece by piece, Aramayr was stated, Ainli Elamatan Sheva Shem Akvas B'chol Makai. I only know that Matan Sheva, the seven blood applications that are sprinkled towards the Paroiches, that those are Ma'akiv in all places. So it's the same thing by the Chatois Pnimias. And the question is, Heicha, where is this Matan Sheva Ma'akiv in another place? So Amar Papa answers, but Parav Negayim, or the Paraduma and Negayim, which means a person who has a Negat Saras, the Hainu Ametzaira, both of them have to have these seven Hazais. And by both of them, the Pasuk uses a word that tells us that it's Ma'akiv, that it has to be done. By the Paraduma, it uses the word Chuka, that tells us a Chayk, it has to be done. By Negayim, it uses the word Zois Tihia Taras Ametzaira. And Tihia is Lashon of Avaya, which means it has to be like this. And so by the Chatois Pnimes as well, we learn that those seven Hazois, they're Ma'akev, they have to be done. We go into the next part of the Brass, which said, Matan Arbi Minayin. How do we know that the four blood applications of the horns of the Mizbeach, that those are Ma'akev, every single one of them has to be done? Tell me, because the Pasuk had said it was this repetition of Kein Yaseh. So the Gemara asks, hold on one second, Maishna Matan Zayin, Dechsivan Ukfeilon, why is Matan Zayin, the seven blood applications, that it's understood automatically that they're Ma'akev because they're written once and then they're repeated? Well, Matan Dalanami, Dechsivan Ukfeilon. In regards to the four blood applications, also it's written and repeated, so we should learn from just that simple repetition that those matan dam are ma'akev. Why do we have to base ourselves on the pasuk of Kein Yaseh? So Amar Yirmiyahu, the answer is, you're right, lo nitzchah el Reb Shimon, this is only necessary for Shizur Reb Shimon, the time you have a braisa, lamala oimer, above, meaning in regards to the par kain Mashiach, the kain gadol's par, it should have said the word karen, but instead it says the word kronos. Kronos is plural. Shtayim, that tells us two horns or two corners in this bach, and lamatu oimer later on by par helm davar, it should have said the word as well, karen. It could just use the same singular form, but instead it said kronos, which once again tells us another two, so that's a total of arba, that's four, divrei Reb Shimon. So we see Reb Shimon requires a combination of two different psukim in two different topics, one by Par Kain Mashiach, one by Par Helam Davar, to tell us that we have to have four blood applications by Chatos Pnimis, and therefore it's actually not Ksivan Ukfeilon, and that's why we need the word of Chen Yaseh. Now here's the Machlaikas, Reb Yehuda says that Einu Tzarech, it's not necessary, because Ariyo Omer, the Pasuk says, Be'ayel Mayed, and what does that teach us? Al Kala Omer Be'ayel Mayed, anything that's said in the Ayel Mayed, that has to have four blood applications. So the short answer is that the reason why we have to have the drasha of Kein Yaseh to tell us all four blood applications are necessary, they're ma'akev, is for Shizur Reb Shimon, not for Reb Yehuda. Now we just further explore this. Reb Yehuda Kein Yaseh my Avilei. So what does Reb Yehuda do with the pasuk of Kein Yaseh? The answer is for the following brisa. We've never learned, which means we don't have a beferish pasuk regarding the Parav Yom Kippur that it has to have smicha on it and the leftovers of blood have to be part of the base of Mizbeach. It doesn't say the beferish by the Parav Yom Kippur. So Minayin, how do we know it has to be done? And the answer is Talmud Lomer, because it says in the pasuk Kein Yaseh, comparing the Par Yom Kippur to the Par Helm Dar Shal Tzibur, and since that requires smicha and shiari dam on the base of Mizbeach, so too Par Yom Kippur. Asking more, is that really true? The Par Yom Kippur loy lamanu, we don't have a source for Par Yom Kippur that it requires these things. Ha Amrit, you had said in this brisa that lepar, when the pasuk says lepar, zay Yom Kippur, that's referring to the Par Yom Kippur. So the more answers, you're right. However, itzrich, it's still necessary to have both of these limudim. Because akadah chamina, I would have thought just based off of the drasha of lepar that we just quoted from the brisa, hani mila avoided them akva kapara. That's only regarding an avoida which is ma'akiv kapara, it's one of the necessary avoidas. For example, the avoida of the dam on the mizbeach. That's what we're comparing the Parav Yom Kippur to Par Helam Darush Al Tzibur for. Aval avoida deloy ma'akiv kapara, but an avoida which is not ma'akiv kapara, such as smicha and shiari hadam, emolay. I would say they're not compared. Kamash Malon. That's what we have to have this drasha of Kein Yaseh to tell us that they're compared, even in that sense. Now we go to the first man, the Amar Reb Shimon. Hi ba'oil ma'ed my avilei. What does Reb Shimon do with the drasha of oil ma'ed that Rabbi Yehuda uses for something else? The answer is ba'oil ma'ed mi ba'ilei. He needs it for the following, she'im nifchas ha-tikr shel heichol, that if the roof of the heichol falls apart, if it's not there anymore, lo yahayamazeh, so then he's not allowed to do the sprinkling, because oil ma'id in the Mishkan was the covered part of the Mishkan, so translating that into the Beis HaMikdash, the heichol, which was covered, it was roofed, if it doesn't have its roof for whatever reason, those hazayas can't happen. Ve'idach, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Me'asher, from the word asher, and ve'idach, Reb Shimon, asher lo darish, he doesn't darshan the word asher. Now we go back to original question, which was, what do we need this pasuk of Kein Yaseh for? Simply by the fact that the Matan matan dalad is ksivun ukfelon, it's written and repeated, we should know that this matan dalad is ma'akiv. So Abaye Amar Abaye gives a different answer. It's also necessary for Shiz Rabbi Yehuda, not just Rabbi Shimon, because Sakatai the Chamina, I would have thought, if I just had this repetition in the pasuk regarding the matan dalad, I would say, mi da'ava smicha v'shir adam. That's just like smicha and shir adam. Even though those are written and repeated, like ma'akva, they're not ma'akiv, and for whatever reason, smicha didn't happen, and shir adam didn't get poured on the base of Mizbeach, it's not a problem. So arbonami lamitzakev, I might think that matan dalad on the Mizbeach is also not ma'akiv kamash malon. That's why we have to have the words ken yase to tell us that matan dalad is ma'akiv. We could explain the brisa which had said lepar. That's a quote from the pasuk. What's this referring to? Ze par yom kippur. This is the par yom kippur. And the question is lamai hilchsa in regards to what halacha is the par yom kippur being compared to these other parim? Again, par kohen mashiach and par helm darshal tzibur. What does that mean? This is the par yom kippur. Ilakev. If you want to say it's regarding the ikov of the dam, the necessity of making these four matanis dam, which is what we've been discussing the whole time. Pshita. That's obvious. Chukak sivabei. It says the word chayik by the par yom kippur. So of course this has to be done. It can't be talking about this. So I'm gonna have machlekes about this. Or Nachman Yitzchak tells us loy nischa el Rabbi Yehuda. This only necessary in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, it actually is teaching us the din of Ikov, but it's only in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, he says, Kiksiva Chuka, in regards to what does the Pasuk say, Chuka, by the power of Yom Kippur. And before we continue, let's just remind ourselves that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was constantly switching in between his special white Yom Kippur Begadim, the Big Day Lavan, and his regular Shemayna Begadim, the regular 8 gold investments that he wore. Part of it was with this, part of the Avodah was with that. However, when he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he was only wearing the Big Day Lavan. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, what's the word Chayk for? Advar Manasu and Big Day Lavan Befnim, regarding the Avodah that he does, wearing the Big Day Lavan inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, Shem Hikdim Masal Chaveiroi, that if he proceeded one thing before the other and he shouldn't have done it, meaning he did stuff out of order, Loyas Vilei Klom, it's totally not valid. Aval Dvarim Hanasim and Big Day Lavan Bechutz, but something which is done in the Big Day Lavan, but he does it outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, Hikdim Masal Chaveiroi, Masha Asa Asui. If he proceeded one thing before the other, he did stuff out of order, it's okay, but Yavid, it's fine. So Ema, I might say, Midikas Sidralim Akvi, that's something that he's doing outside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, if he does it out of order, that's not Ma'akiv, well, Hazois Namilim. Maybe the Hazois as well, they're not ma'akiv, and if he subtracts one and doesn't do all four or all seven, maybe that's also not a problem. Kamash Malan, that's what we have to have hourly, but in the Braisa, Lepar, this is the Par of Yom Kippur, that actually all those Matnois Dam are ma'akiv. But I'm asking Papa, if Papa asked Nachman Yitzchak, Mimatz Zamar Tachi, could you really say this? Are you really able to say that that's where Rabbi Yehuda learns his din of Ikav from? But then you have a Braisa that says, the following Pasuk is right in the middle of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. It says as follows, V'chila Mechaper Es HaKodesh, and he concludes atoning the Kodesh. This is right after the Avodah Sadam with the Par, and it's somewhat of a random Pasuk, if you will, because if you continue on with the next psukim that are just the continuation of the Avodah, you realize that you don't really need this pasuk of Achil Mechaper as a Kodesh. So what's it teaching us? Him keeper, kila. If he was Mechaper what he was supposed to be Mechaper for, so then he's concluded the Avodah and he's fine. Which means, if he does the absolutely necessary things that we find are necessary elsewhere, namely the 7 Hazois and the 4 applications on the Mizbeach, so then he's concluded the Avodah and that's fine, even if he didn't pour the Shiari Hadam, the remnants of the blood, on the base of the Mizbeach, because that's not Makav elsewhere. Vim like keeper, but if he wasn't a mechaper, if he didn't do the essential things like kilos, then he didn't conclude it because he didn't do everything properly. Did Rabbi Kiva's Rabbi Kiva's opinion? Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda tells Rabbi Kiva, "Mipnei maloi nemar, why don't you say as follows? Meaning, why don't you explain the pasuk in the order of the words? The words are v'chila mechaper, so you should really explain as follows: im kila keeper. If he concluded and he did every single thing the pasuk says he should, including pouring the extra dam on the base of the mizbeach keeper, so then he affected a kapara, even though pouring the extra blood on the base of the mizbeach is not ma'akiv somewhere else. Over here it is. And like Kilan, if he didn't complete everything, like keeper, so there's no kapara. Now, this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda from Kiva notwithstanding, we see the Rabbi Yehuda's source that all the blood applications, all the matnois dam of the par of Yom Kippur are ma'akiv, are necessary, is from this pasuk, not from our braisa of par zepar yom kippurim, not from that. And therefore, here's our second opinion. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, loy nisrcha, it's only necessary for the following, meaning again, this limit from the braisa, lapar zepar yom kippurim, is necessary to compare the par of Yom Kippur to the par kohen Mashiach and Parhelim Davar in the following things. El rather for the following, la'es, bidam, that's a proper girsa, ubitvila. There's a drasha made out of the word la'es, there's a drasha made out of the word bidam, and there's a halacha of tvila, and that's the things that we're learning. The pasuk tells us, v'tavala kayin es etzboi badam, the kayin dips his finger into blood, v'hizo min adam sheva pa'am l'fnei Hashem, and he sprinkles from the blood 7 times in front of Hashem. As we're darshing this extra word es, and we darshan the word bidam, instead of saying just dam, it says bidam, and here's the explanation of this. When the pasuk says es, what's that teaching us? This is only necessary for the following, to allow, if there's a blister on the finger, even though we know that there's not going to be a chatzitza, when he dips his finger into the blood, he can't have a bandage on it, but a blister is still considered part of the finger, and that's okay, he can still do the hazah. And when the pasuk says, bidam, what does that tell us? That originally, from the offset, when he does does Kabbalas Hadam, there has to be enough dam for him to be able to dip his finger in. It can't be, for example, that he caught the blood in two different clay shares with there not being enough in either of them, and then he mixes them together, and now he could put his finger in because there's enough. That's not good enough. It has to be from the original Kabbalas Hadam, there's enough dam in the clay shares for him to put his finger in. And lastly, Vitaval, what does this tell us? V'lay misapeg, he's not allowed to wipe it. Misapeg is from Lashon of Sveig, like to soak up. That's what you do with a towel. You dry off with a towel, you soak up the water, and the way he gets blood on it is by wiping it off the side or the bottom of the kli. That's not good enough. He has to dip his finger into actual blood, which is there. We further clarify as the pasuk has to use the word bedam because Rachman v'taval. If just had the word v'taval, Havamina would think avagav the lekashir tefilin mekara. Even if there wasn't a requisite shear for him to be able to dip his finger in from the offset, that's okay because Rachman bedam. That's the pasuk says bedam, that there has to be enough dam there from the beginning. And because Rachman bedam, if it just said bedam, Havamina would think afilin misapeg, that even if he just wipes his finger on the side of the kli, that's how he gets dam on it. That's fine because Rachman v'taval. That's what says v'taval. He has to dip his finger into the blood. We just have one more drasha, and then we'll have a little recap. The pasuk also says mizbach kataras hasamim, that he puts the blood on the corners of the mizbach kataras hasamim, which is really not necessary because we know we're talking about the mizbach kataras. So lamali, why do we have to have that? The answer is she'im lo nischanech hamizbach kataras hasamim loy hayamazeh, that if this mizbach was not nischanech, if it's inauguration, meaning the first time using it, it wasn't used for the kataras, so then you can't use it for the hazois. Meaning if a brand new mizbach kataras was made and kataras was actually never put on it yet, then they're not allowed to use it for anything else. They can't do these hazois. Either which way, we have this machlokes from Nachman Yitzchak and Rav Papa, what the drasha of the Braisa par zeparim kippurim is referring to. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it's the din of ikov by matnoy zdam we've been discussing the whole time, and Rav Papa says it's the din that we just mentioned regarding the kohen dipping his finger in the blood. Now the Gemara continues. Time question Rav Papa seems to have a Braisa that's arrived for Rav Papa. The Braisa tells us follows, quoting the pasuk of asa kasher asa, and that's really all I need to say. Matam lemer lapar. Why does I have to say lapar? We know we're talking about a bull, so why does I have to say lapar? It must be l'rabbis parim kippurim l'chol masha amr be'inyan. That's going to include the parim kippur regarding everything that was stated regarding this matter that we're discussing. Divi Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. As we see from here, that Rebbe said that the Paravim Kippur is being included l'chol mash arm b'inyan. It's not just regarding the din that we've been discussing, that the matnus dam are ma'akev. It's regarding other things as well. Namely, Rav Papa said these dinim of the kohen gadol dipping his finger in the blood. Now Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said that can't be what Par is teaching us because kavu chomer, it's a basic kavu chomer. Uma b'makom shaloi hushva carbon l'carbon. Just like we see in a place where one carbon is not like another carbon, it's two different carbonos. Still hishva ma'isim l'ma'isim. The way to process, the way to bring the carbon is the same, and we're going to explain in a moment what that's referring to. Makam shehishva karbon l'karbon, a place where the carbonos are similar, namely the par bronim kippur and the par helm davar shel tzibur or par kohen gadol, those are both parim. Ein edin sheyishva ma'isim l'ma'isa. Shouldn't we say for sure that the way that they're processed, the way that they're brought, is the same exact thing? And so we don't need a pasuk for this. Ela matam olam lepar. Why does the pasuk say lepar? Ze par helm davar shel tzibur. This referring to the par helm davar shel tzibur. And when it says lepar again in the pasuk, ze par kohen mashiach. This is a par kohen mashiach. And this is actually the way that the first brass that we had originally brought almost two daf ago had explained as well what these two words lepar are for. So at least from here, it seems to me that we have a raya for shita Rav Papa. Now we discuss the shita of Rabbi Shmuel at length. Amar Meir stated, this is Rabbi Shmuel, umama makam shaloi hushva carbon lekarbon. Just like in a place where this carbon is not like that carbon, still their avoiders are similar. And then he continues with kavu chomer. The question is, my loy hushva carbon lekarbon. What does that mean? That one carbon is not like the other, but their maisim, the way to process it, the way they do it, is the same. Elim, if you want to say parim kippurim, sar yom kippurim, where we're talking about the two things that are brought on Yom Kippur, one being a par, one being a sar, so it's two different karbonos, and we know their avoida is the same. Well, how can you compare that to the par helam dor shel tzibur and par kohen mashiach? Ikel mifrach, we could always ask that mal hanoch, these are different, meaning the par and sar of Yom Kippur are different. Shekein nichnas dam lefnai v'lefnim, their blood is brought lefnai v'lefnim inside the kodesh kadashim, as opposed to par helam dor shel tzibur, that's not brought inside the kodesh kadashim, so we can't necessarily compare them. So el rather the gemara suggests par helam dor shel tzibur usiri avodes kechavim. Maybe that's what he means. The par helam dor shel tzibur and sar that's brought because the nation served the avodah zarah, those are two different karbanos. One's a par, one's a sar, but still their avodah sadam is the same. And we may well be able to make a kalvah chaymer to the par of Yom Kippur and the par kain gadol and par helam dor shel tzibur. Well, ikel mifrach, I could always ask on that because malahanoch shekim mechaper al averus mitzvos yedua. These two, par helam dor shel tzibur and sir avodah chavim, they're mechaper for being over something that's known. As we explained in the previous daf, par helam dor shel tzibur and sir avodah chavim is brought because of a known avera. We know 100% what was done wrong and who did it. As opposed to the par of Yom Kippur, that's not brought for known avera. A kapar for tumas mikdash gedashav that's not known, a person wasn't 100% sure about, so we can't necessarily compare them. I'll rather, maybe this is what he meant. Par helam dor shel tzibur, v'sar shalem kippurim, the par helam dor shel tzibur, and the sa'ir brought in Yom Kippur. Vachigamar, this is what he was saying. Uma b'makam shaloi hushvu carbon l'carbon. Just like in a place where the two carbonists are not the same, the high par v'high sa'ir. One's a par and one's a sa'ir. But hushvu ma'isim l'ma'isim, l'may de kasav behu. The ma'isim are the same in regards to that which is written about them explicitly in the pasuk. By both of these, it says that the blood has to be spritzed 7 times towards the poroiches and on the 4 corners on the zbeach hazav and zbeach haktayres. And it also says regarding both of them that this has to be done with the kayin's finger. Therefore, makam shehushvu karbon lekarbon, in a place where the karbonos are similar. What's that referring to? The high par of a high par, the parbon yom kippur and the parbon dov shel tzibur are both parim. Ein odin mem alfa mem alfa on top. Shehushvu ma'isel ma'isem. Shouldn't we say for sure that the ma'isim are similar? Memela, what do we see from here? Va'asale par yom kippurim le es bedam utvila mi par kain mashiach. So now Rabbi Shmuel is able to learn that the par kain yom kippur has a dinim that are relevant to these words es bedam and tvila, and this is learned from the par kain mashiach. And va'asale sar yom kippurim mi si'ira v'zechavim kavachemer. He learns that these dinim as well apply to the sar of yom kippur from the sar of v'zechavim based off of kavachemer. And here as well, the kavachemer is that just like the par kain mashiach and the sar of yom kippur, which are two different types of karbanos, the Torah tells us that they have very similar avodos, and so for sure the same thing should apply because the sar of yom kippur and the sar of Zara are the same type of karbanos. However, the Gemara asks on this last thing, v'chi davar alamin behekesh chayzer mlamed bekavachemer, because something that's learned through a hekesh now go and teach through a kavachemer. And the source's question is as follows: then in regards to many limudim, specifically by kodshim, by karbanos, if we learn B from A by way of a hekesh, we're not able to learn C from B by way of a hekesh. It doesn't work like that. Since B had to be learned from A, we can't learn C from B. So the assumption right now of the Gemara's question is that the same way C is not able to be learned from B by way of a hekesh, C can't be learned from B by way of a kavachemer either. So we can't learn the Se'irim of Yom Kippur from the Se'irim of Ezkechavim if that itself is learned from a hekesh. So Amar Papa answers no, because over time Rabbi Shmuel, this time of the base Rabbi Shmuel, who taught this brisa, holds Davar Halom Behekesh Chazum Lav Bekavachemer, something that was learned through a hekesh could now go teach through a kavachemer, and it's only an issue to teach through a hekesh, but there's no problem teaching through a kavachemer. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing with this discussion, explaining the next part of Rabbi Shmuel's statement. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.